6. Energy and Pattern. Any and all things responding to the personality circuit of the Father we call personal. Any and all things responding to the spirit circuit of the Son we call spirit. Any and all that responds to the mind circuit of the conjoint actor we call mind. Mind is an attribute of the infinite spirit. Mind in all its phases. Any and all that responds to the material gravity circuit centering in nether paradise we call matter. Energy matter in all its metamorphic states. Energy we use as an all-inclusive term applied to spiritual, mindal, and material realms. Force is also thus broadly used. Power is ordinarily limited to the designation of the electronic level of material or linear gravity responsive matter in the grand universe. Power is also employed to designate sovereignty. We cannot follow your generally accepted definitions of force, energy, and power. There is such paucity of language that we must assign multiple meanings to these terms. Physical energy is a term denoting all phases and forms of phenomenal motion, action, and potential. In discussing physical energy manifestations, we generally use the terms cosmic force, emergent energy, and universe power. These are often employed as follows. 1. Cosmic force embraces all energies deriving from the unqualified absolute, but which are, as yet, unresponsive to paradise gravity. 2. Emergent energy embraces those energies which are responsive to paradise gravity, but are as yet unresponsive to local or linear gravity. This is the pre-electronic level of energy matter. 3. Universe power includes all forms of energy which, while still responding to paradise gravity, are directly responsive to linear gravity. This is the electronic level of energy matter and all subsequent evolutions thereof. Mind is a phenomenon connoting the presence activity of living ministry in addition to varied energy systems. And this is true on all levels of intelligence. In personality, mind ever intervenes between spirit and matter. Therefore is the universe illuminated by three kinds of light: material light, intellectual insight, and spirit luminosity. Light, spirit luminosity, is a word symbol, a figure of speech, which connotes the personality manifestation characteristic of spirit beings of diverse orders. This luminous emanation is in no respect related either to intellectual insight or to physical light manifestations. Pattern can be projected as material, spiritual, or mindal, or any combination of these energies. It can pervade personalities, identities, entities, or non-living matter. But pattern is pattern and remains pattern. Only copies are multiplied. Pattern may configure energy, but it does not control it. Gravity is the sole control of energy matter. Neither space nor pattern are gravity responsive, but there is no relationship between space and pattern. Space is neither pattern nor potential pattern. Pattern is a configuration of reality which has already paid all gravity debt. The reality of any pattern consists of its energies, its mind, spirit, or material components. In contrast to the aspect of the total, pattern discloses the individual aspect of energy and of personality. Personality or identity forms are patterns resultant from energy, physical, spiritual, or mindal, but are not inherent therein. That quality of energy or of personality by virtue of which pattern is caused to appear may be attributed to God, deity, to paradise force endowment, to the coexistence of personality and power. Pattern is a master design from which copies are made. Eternal paradise is the absolute of patterns. The eternal Son is the pattern personality. The universal Father is the direct ancestor source of both. But paradise does not bestow pattern, and the Son cannot bestow personality.